class-leading Kia vehicles.
Tyre Power, rewarding you more with a $100 cash card with four selected Michelin tyres.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes. I'm better than
ever. All right, get involved this morning. 1-300-736-736. That is the number to give us a call. We'll do that all the way up until 8:30. And we are doing it thanks to our good mates there at Weeks. Discover exceptional customer service. Weeks Homes, discover different. We spoke to Ed Marinoff before, one of the brightest young talents in South Australia. And this young lady is an absolute star already. And the future looks unbelievably bright. Darcy Brown, of course, Australian cricketer, plays for the Strikers as well. And the Scorpions joins us. Good morning to you, Darcy.
Good day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for jumping on board. First of all, you were spotted at Pulteney Grammar yesterday. Take us through it.
Yeah, went over there yesterday afternoon and spoke to a few of the young year threes and fours and then went over to the Oval. It was pretty damp, actually, over there because of all the rain we've had, but yeah, went through a few bowling drills and then a clinic after that. So, yeah, the kids were really good and they got into it, which is exciting.
No doubt the kids would have absolutely loved it. We love the way that you are progressing. You're already a star, but your trajectory is just amazing to watch. Your bowling performances have been fun, but what about the draw the other day? What was that like as an experience?
I feel like that day went forever, to be honest, because, yeah, we came off a bit with rain and none of us really thought we'd probably go back on, but yeah, then umpires got us out there and we played almost half an innings really, until it was a draw, and then there was going to be a super over, but it was pretty dangerous out there. As soon as you'd dive, you'd be drenched, so yeah, it wasn't very safe, so both teams called it.
So how do you just talk about your trajectory, Darcy, and how have the last couple of years been for you? Because you've risen through the ranks pretty quickly, and obviously last year debuting in both the IDOs and T20 formats for Australia. So how have you found the last couple of years and your progression in this time?
Yeah, it's been pretty quick. I sort of can't believe it's already been a year and a bit since that. But yeah, I've loved every minute of it and sort of just trying to take every day as it comes, I guess, because you don't know when it's sort of going to end. There's lots of fast bowling talents out there, so who knows if they're going to come up and take that spot. But yeah, I'm just going to, that's the motivation, I guess, to keep improving and keep wanting to be up there with some of the best.
You're very modest, Darcy. I don't think there's anyone underneath that's threatening you. The future looks very, very bright. What about what it's like playing with Megan Shoot down the other end bowling, and is there any sort of mentor that you look up to?
Shooter's been a great help with me in the Aussie setup. Same with Tali McGrath as well. I basically just hang off their shoulders and we're stuck together like glue. But they've been a great help to me and allowed me to be myself in that setup, and also have taught me a few things about my bowling and batting as well.
Just going on from the batting here, Das, fun fact, you actually haven't batted yet in the ODI or T20 international in your career thus far. One, are you looking forward to it? And two, do you reckon you can make some runs once you get that opportunity?
Get yourself up the order a bit.
I've had to pad up a lot of times and then put it straight back in my kit bag ready to bowl. I don't know, I'm not looking forward to it too much, but I guess that's what training's for, and hopefully I keep preparing and hopefully I might get a bat one day, but I don't think it'll be for many balls, which is a credit to our team. We bat very deep, so anyone that goes out there before me usually stays in and doesn't get out too often, which is exciting. But it's also the same with the Strikers. I've never batted for them either. So, I'm still waiting for my opportunity, but, yeah, I guess I'll keep practicing in the nets.
There you go. That's a good thing, isn't it? If you're not getting a bat, men's and girls are going very, very well. The Australian setup in particular, what's it like going into an environment like that, particularly when you're so young?
Yeah, I guess, it's a bit weird. I sort of try to, be myself as much as I can, because I don't want to, get too serious too quickly, because I'm still only 19. And I sort of want to enjoy my youth, I guess. But the team caters for that perfectly, and they just allow you to be yourself, and they want you to have fun. They want you to do whatever makes you play better cricket. So whether that's doing something that other people wouldn't normally do. They don't really mind too much, which is really nice.
So you mentioned the Adelaide Strikers. When do the girls get together for this season's WBBL?
Yeah, it's not too long away. I'm pretty sure we get together next Thursday, I think, for a little welcome for everyone, all the internationals and all the interstaters, which I'm excited for.
Darcy, we love the way that you go about it. Good luck for the rest of the season, and we'll be keeping track of your progress.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Darcy Brown joining us this morning on 1629 SNSA. She's an absolute star, and the future looks so bright.
She's got a huge future in front of her, and if she keeps doing the way she's doing, she's going to do good things.
Yeah, already doing some really, really good things. All right, text coming through, lots to get through still. Plenty of time left as well to get involved. 0427 154 166. Jack Graham was in town yesterday having a look at Port Adelaide's facilities. Could he have a look at the Crows today or maybe the next day? Be very, very surprised if the Crows aren't interested. It's pretty much out there that they are. So do you think he would be a good fit? Any other trade talk, let's get it going. 0427 154 166. It's 20 minutes past 8. Good morning.